Que el Señor los bendiga, hermanos. Gloria a Dios, porque tenemos la bendición de conocernos aquí antes de que vivamos todos en el reino de Dios juntos. ¿Entienden? ¿No? Well, it's a blessing for me to have the opportunity to come here. Oh, how many of you were here when I came the last time? Uno, dos. Two. Praise the Lord. And before I'm going to share the Word of God, I would like to invite you to stand up for a few. We are going to sing an old Christian song. And we are going to march. The march is from you are to sit up here in the first, second bench. So we are going to be as one family and to be close together with each other. Okay, let's go and sing. I get home in glory land that unshines the sun. Come on, come on, come on. I get home in glory land that unshines the sun. I get home in glory land that unshines the sun. The way beyond the blue. I want to invite all of you to come here. Don't scare. Don't scare to come here. Because this place is the same. Yeah, but the one thing we have to be closer. Come on, come on. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Is the way beyond the blue. I got home in glory land that unshines the sun. I got home in glory land that unshines the sun. I got home in glory land that unshines the sun. The way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. The way beyond the blue. Sit down, please. I don't know if this is working or not, but see. Thank you. Adam. I'm going to share with you something what the Lord has done in our lives. Personally, I praise the Lord because I accept Jesus Christ when I was 12 years old, a few years ago. Yeah. And economically, my parents, they were really poor people. My mother used to earn not half of a penny per day. Hello.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Economically, my parents, they were really poor. Really mean. My mom used to earn a half of a penny after 8 hours of work. My dad, he used to have a business. And he said to me one time when I was 6 years old, "Do you know what, Nicholas? I earned good money today. I earned 8 cents, he said. When we were 8 children in a home, I don't know how in the world you can support a child for 1 penny per day. I asked my mom about that about 4 years ago. How did you support us? You earned a half of a penny. I remember that. My dad used to earn 8 pennies. And then she said to him, "I don't know, Nicholas. But I know one thing," he said, "it was only by the grace of God that we support you." So, to go to school, that is far away from us. Because economically, there was no way my parents to pay tuitions. But God has the way. In 1957,
How old you were in that time? 1957. Two missionaries from Michigan, they got to our mountain. They gave us life. Usually when we meet people, we meet once in life or twice. But in our case, we worked together with a missionary from 1957 through 1997. He died in June in 1957. That specific couple of missionaries, they gave us the opportunity to go with them to study the Word of God for 3 days, for 3 years, I mean. Then they gave me scholarship to come to Mexico City in a theological seminary. After my studies from Mexico, I went back to Guatemala. He called me to be a teacher with him. I conducted the choir for 25 years. I sang with quartet for 25 years. I like music. I don't play too much. But I love music. Yeah. And then, later, I had the opportunity to work with the Christian Alliance School, church, for 11 years in Guatemala City. I had a wonderful time with them. After that, I went back to our mountain. I'm not from a city. But in 1974, we started to have 20 children of 4, 5, 6 years old kids. We started it in a kitchen place. I made my own desks with my own hands. Economically, I had 25 quetzales in that time to start the ministry. And I charged 25 cents for tuition for each month for each child. 25 cents, which is about 4 cents here. And the dollar has multiplied this money. We finished that school with all blessings that those 20 children have accepted Jesus Christ in their heart. Later, their parents. Later, their friends. In 1975, we enrolled 60 children. And we founded a medical clinic where we start to help babies, children, young people in medical area. From that time to here, we have now 3 medical clinics. Besides that, we go once a week to different places to attend the people. Last week, we attend more than 100 people in one day. About the churches, in 1988, we built the first church. We call it El Mesías. What El Mesías means? Do you know? El Mesías? El Mesías means the Messiah. Church of the Messiah. The one who died for us. The one who saved us with his blood. The one who is going to come back again. Yeah? From 1988 to here, we have built 12 churches. But all the mountains. This year, we are building 2 more churches. One for 100 people, and one for more than 500 people. About 6 years ago, we founded a Bible Institute for pastors. This year, we have 42 students. They are all are going to be pastors, missionaries. Well, and again, through the years, from 1974 to here, we have led thousands of children and people also for Jesus Christ. But we start economically with 25 quetzales, which is about $4. We are not dead. God has blessed us. But that is because of your prayers. That is because of your economic support. That is because you love Jesus. When you have prayed, God has answered your prayers. This is why He has blessed this ministry. I remember when Jesus said, when He just about to go to heaven, He said this, all power have given me in heaven. In the end, He said, and go ye therefore and preach the gospel, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Ah, praise the Lord. And then I said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel. He didn't say, think if you can go. It's not that way. Oh, sing if you can go. It's not that way. Or sing if you have money to go. It's not that way. It's not that way. But we fail sometimes. We say, oh, I'm going to see if I have money to do the job. Perhaps not. We think the negative things. So we harvest the negative things in our lives. But praise the Lord. Because we have the ability, we have the Spirit of God to think about the blessings of the Lord. Yes, He said, go ye therefore. Yes, I'm ready to go. I'm like, just like I am. Just like whether I have money or not, but I'm going to go. Ah, He will supply all the things that you need for your medicine. You can start to be a missionary in your own home. In our own home, with our neighbors, in our school, in our church, to go beyond. That is this is the place where we can go to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. To preach the gospel to me first. Yes, I need the presence of God. I have to have the experience in Christ Jesus. Then I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. You can go and talk to me. Now, let's see a few slides about this ministry. So we can have some idea what the Lord has done in our lives through the years. How many of you believe Jesus? Really, you believe Jesus? Everybody. We all believe Jesus. We are serving the same Master, the same Christ. Can you please turn off the light? Thank you. How many of you can see a stone that is under the trees? Can you see that stone? Oh, praise God. Our people believe stone like that, that stone can do something good for them. But you know, as Christians, in stones like that, there is no life. But the way how you can get up for those people from stones like that is to help them physically. It's very simple. If they are hungry, give them some food. If they have no clothes, give them some clothes. If they have no shoes, give them some shoes. If they are thirsty, give them a glass of milk, a cup of coffee. You gain their friendship. If they are sick, you help them. You help them. We help them. Then you teach them the Word of God. We explain to those people that all human beings can be sick physically. We can be a headache, etc. We can cure our disease with medicine. But there is another kind of disease, which is called sin. And that is a medicine to cure sin. That is the blood of Jesus. If we confess Him our unrighteousness, He is faithful and just to forgive us through His blood. People come to our medical center for medicine. They will take the medicine in their hands and also the Word of God in their lives. One of the best ways to reach these people is to give them the basic needs, the basic things that they need. What do they have in their hands? It's a piece of bread, a glass of milk, a cup of coffee, cereals. But even our food is so simple, it's meaningful for them. The name of this ministry is called El Mesías. What El Mesías means, no? The Messiah, the Son of God. We believe that this ministry, it belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why we call it El Mesías. And this is the first church that we built in 1988 without nothing. But now it's full of people. And we have 12 different churches like this size. The Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. It's so wonderful when you reach the children for Jesus. Somebody said to me, how you can meet these children to worship the Lord like that? As human being, I cannot do anything. But the only thing I do is, we teach them the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit convicts them. When I see this picture, I understand more why Jesus said, unless a man become as a child, he is going to inherit the kingdom of God. So in my case I said, Lord, I want to be like a child so I can inherit the kingdom of God. Because a child never said, I have to think about it, sir. Or I have to pray about it. I'm not sure. No. But the children, they just receive, believe, accept with their heart about the Word of God. Now the children, they used to go to worship song. But now they sing, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. For He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Well, we have young children. We have young people. They really committed their lives unto the Lord Jesus and Jesus Christ. This is the things that we have about school, about churches. The Lord has given us, again, thousands of children unto the Lord. So we appreciate you for your economic support. And in my family, I call only one of them to work with me. All of my four of us, we are working. But the two of them came by themselves. I didn't call them, but they came alone. But one of them is Felisa, my youngest sister. I said to her in 1975, in January in 1975, I said to her, would you please accept to be the principal of our school? And then she said to me, how in the world, Nicolás, you are asking me to be the principal of your school, you know that Gregory is older than me, he's a teacher, and Flora is a teacher, older than me, Juanita is a teacher, is older than me, Imelda is older than me. I'm the youngest. I don't have too much experience. And then I said to her, well, yes, you are right. But I feel in my heart that you are the one, that you can be the principal of our school. If you are going to do this, the Lord is going to help you to do the job. And then she said, okay, I'm going to try it for 1 year, she said. This year is fulfilling his 31 years to be the principal. And God has blessed thousands of people through her administration. About her need, he has one need. He doesn't have her own house. She lives with Dr. Flora Otsoi. So about 2 years ago, she was crying. She said to me, all of my brothers and sisters, they have their own house, except me. I have served the Lord for all my youth, my life. I have no house. Then I said to her, everything we have done by faith, let's pray that the Lord will give you a house. And then she went to a constructor. She asked the man to estimate how much would be to construct, to build a house. And the man did. And the man said, it cost $29,800. But that is just the estimate, he said. Probably it's going to be a little bit less, a little bit more. But it's about that, he said. Okay. So we sent a letter to our friends. God has brought already $20,000. So, she bought the land. She built the walls. Her house has already the roof, but needs only a few things. That is to buy the materials for the floor, to buy the materials for the windows, to buy the materials for the doors, to install the electricity. And all of this, she needs about $9,000. In your bulletin, I have put her pictures there when she was leading a group of our students. And one of our friends, close to your area here, she went to work with her 2 months ago. And she wrote something about Miss Felice's house. She explained what is her need, and I would like if you can pray. Let's see about her there. That she is Felisa Otsoi, the same picture that we have there, about her house. That is, praise the Lord, for the land, for the walls, for the roof. The only thing is she needs to do the rest, to buy the doors, to buy the windows, to fix the floor, and to put the floor and the installation of electricity. I would like if you please turn on the light. So, if any of you would like to be a part of her life, if any of you would like to appreciate what the Lord has done in her life during 31 of ministry, you can write a check payable to Church of the Messiah. That is the Church of Messiah. Trade or or to train up a child, either one is the same. To train up a child, and then you write something at the bottom of your check. You can say it, for Felisa construction. We are going to use that money for her. No? And I would like, if you please, see all your bulletin. Do you have a bulletin in your hand? Do you have a bulletin? No? And as you see here, and we have 250 children like that. Our mailing address is in Oklahoma City. We would like to welcome you to our website here, our email here. And if you open your bulletin like this, you can open your bulletin. The picture in your left side, this Dr. Flora was helping a child with the Bible. After she helped him with physically, the second picture in middle of the brochure, the children, they were drinking something, and the last picture in your right side, the children, they were studying the Bible. On the other side of your bulletin, these children, they were singing. At the bottom of this picture, we have a question. The question said, can you help? We have a few boxes here. The first box is to pray for this ministry. When we pray, God answers our prayers. If we pray, Jesus is with us. He answers, He blesses us. Second picture, the second box is to sponsor one of these children, to share your love, your ministry to one child. In middle of your bulletin, you can see that you can sponsor a child with very little money, and which will provide Christian education to the child, training in the Word of God, food. What you have to do to sponsor a child is, what you have to do to minister the Word of God to a child is, to write your name, address, phone number here, then you can give it to me after church or after I'm going to finish to talk. So I'm going to send you a picture of your child, whether you would like to sponsor a boy or a girl. And the last thing is, we appreciate you for your offering. If you would like to send your offering every month or once in a while, what you have to do is to write the check, the same thing, payable to Church of the Messiah or to train up a child. Either one is the same thing. You will send it to Oklahoma City. The offering is going to be used to minister the Word of God to this children every day. That is everyday thing. We give them a formal education from kindergarten through 9th grade. Their grade has value in all over the world. If they are second grade, if they are 9th grade, value in all over the world. But the ministry is more than education. Is to, through this message, we have the opportunity to lead this children unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And learn how to evangelize their hearts. To learn how to serve the Lord. And so, right now, several of them are working with us as our teachers, as our pastors. One of them is a medical doctor. Well, so the offering is going to be used for this ministry, to pay pastors, to pay office expenses. And I have a question for you. How many of you would like to have the great joy to sponsor one child with $25 per month? Remember what I told you in the beginning. I charge 25 cents per tuition in 1975. I'm not dead. I'm rich. Spiritually, we are rich. We don't think. But God give us the things that we need every day, of everyday food, everyday need. The Lord is going to do the same thing with you. How many of you have children? You can train your children. You can tell them, let's be missionaries to a child, for a child in Guatemala. Perhaps your children can write, children in Guatemala. You can write them, yeah? So, your children, the testimony of your children or your testimony is going to be read by your child and also to their parents through you, through your testimony, they can be saved. They can go to heaven also. Eh? So, how many of you would like to sponsor one child? One, two, three. Three of you. Thank you very much. If you please write then your name, address, phone number here, then you give it to me in a few minutes. Huh? And if any of you would like to do it later, you can fill up this. You can send it to Oklahoma City. We will send you. We will send you a picture of your child. While we are going to wait for our friends to fill up their bulletin. Do you have a pen? Do you have a pen? Pardon me? Okay. Let's sing a song. How many of you, the song says, bind us together? Do you know the song? Let's sing. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we can sing. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. The last thing is, I used to teach at the University of Utah. I taught for several years there. I taught the languages there. But in 1985, I saw the ministry in Guatemala was growing. Economically, we were so low. Then I said, soon we are going to have problems. The ministry is growing, economically supposed to be a little bit higher than that. But we were just the opposite. Then I said, God wants me to work full time for the ministry. So I left the job from the university. I used to go to a window every 2 weeks to pick up a check. But when I left there, I didn't have any right to show up myself to the window there. Guess I'm not longer there. But the thing is, I start to work for the ministry by faith. So when I'm traveling, I need three things. Gas in the car. You know, if you have no gas in the car, even you are going to sit there the whole year, the whole time, the car is not going to go. The car becomes sick also. For example, when before I left from Oklahoma, 3 days ago, I got up early in the morning, then I said, the limo says I'm going to go. I entered the car, I turned it off, the car was dead. I turned it again, the car was dead. I turned it again, the car was dead. So I called somebody to help me to stop. I said, Jesus, how am I going to make the trip? The car is dead. Well, the man came and he helped me to start the car. Then I took the car to a garage. Then the man fixed it. When I was coming about 9 o'clock in the evening, south of Minneapolis, the rain came. Then I learned that my windshield doesn't work. Why the trucks, the trailers were coming, passing me, put the water in my face. It's really hard to see the road. So yesterday, I went to Firestone in Minneapolis. They fixed it for me. So I had to pay sometimes. Yeah? Gas in the car and to fix the car. The second thing is food. Nicholas is human being also. Needs food. The last thing is Nicholas needs a place where can I sleep. It's so wonderful when I get to a place where I know some people. Almost anyone said to me, come on here, Nicholas. Oh, thank you very much. They have blessed me to be in a huge bed. That is the floor. Small bed. And the couch. I have enjoyed, I have trained to enjoy these things. This is a blessing. But when I do not know anybody in the area, truly nobody is going to trust. Nobody. So I had to pay hotel, yeah? So I would appreciate if you can pray for me. That I will give you these things of every day. Gas in the car, food, and a place where can I stay. And the last question is, how many of you would like to come to Guatemala sometimes? Champion. Wow. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to come with her? Huh? Oh, there are two. There are two. The three. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Three. Amen. Four. Yeah. Amen. Whenever the Lord will give you the time to come, you have our phone number there in the bulletin. You have our address there, our email there. Let us know in Oklahoma. We would love to have you with us in Guatemala. What are you going to do when you are going to Catherine? You can teach them English. You can teach them the Bible. Whether you know Spanish or not, just come like you are. The Lord is going to use it in there. Yeah? The Lord is going to use you there. Huh? Well, did you fill up your bulletin? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Did you fill up your bulletin? Okay, yeah, thank you. Do you have bulletin? Ah. Oh, thank you very much. Did you fill up your bulletin? Yeah? Did you fill up? Ah. God bless you. And then. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. And do you have any question? Do you have any question?
Do you have what city in Guatemala is it?
We are not from a city.
The mountains?
The mountain.
What
We are exactly 70 kilometers at the northwest from Guatemala City. The name of that area is called Chimaltenango. At the west side, there are three huge. Two of them is for fire. At the east side, this is all farm. All farm. At the north side, is also hills. South side, also hill. So we are we are at the mountain. Yeah?
Is Guatemala still suffering from the hurricane damage?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Do you have any other question? Bless your heart. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, it's a blessing for me to be with you here again. Thank you very much for giving me the great opportunity to come here to share with you what the Lord has done through your prayers, through your economic support. But please tell Pastor Bruce that I'm so very grateful unto the Lord for His great ministry. And we pray that the Lord will bless you all with Him to work together. And tell Him that we are going to wait for Him in Guatemala and for you all to see what the Lord has done through your economic support. Let's lift up the name of Jesus higher in this life. May God bless you all. Have a wonderful day with the Lord and with your family. Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.